Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Giardi, happy holidays.
Same to you. I don't think you're specific enough when you introduce the intro. It's the best radio. It's the best intro for a radio hit. You got to say Fridays on Fridays because I'm usually on Fridays. Right. You got to keep making it more specific.
For a guy named Mike who used to work for the NFL Network and uses his yearbook photo in our promotional pieces on social media.
There you go.
Does that work? Mike Giardi. It does. Let's start with Patriots because I think we're going to get into some Hall of Fame questions that I find interesting. But let's start Patriots. Patriots beat the Giants Monday Night Football. Patriots are at the bye with 11 wins, 11-2, number one seed. Are the New England Patriots in the year 2025 the best team in the NFL?
They are the best team in the AFC. And that puts them with an opportunity to play in the Super Bowl. And once you get there, who knows? So, yeah, I mean, they're right up there, Andy. You can't deny what we've seen, whether the schedule is what the schedule is or whatever. Like, the Rams were probably the best team in the league, and they just lost to Carolina, a team that you know, 2 months ago you beat by almost 30 points.
Mike, do you think that during the bye, you know, whether you think it's a well-timed bye or it could derail the momentum, I think the time to recoup some of the injuries and rest up and get better is probably good for them. But could you see during this bye the Patriots making any sort of like tinkerings or alterations to the way that they've been approaching games, like vis-a-vis Josh kind of changes things up, thinking like, hey, there's some tape on us out there now, so I better be ready. I better be ready to zag if the league thinks they're onto our zig. You know what I mean?
No, I think they're probably just going to hone in more a little bit on the run game to see if they can make that a little bit more effective from a down-to-down success rate basis. And again, I don't know that they necessarily have the personnel for that. You know, it's, as we talked about with their offensive line, it's not exactly, the phrase glass eaters, right? I don't think they have a ton of those guys up there. But can you be a little bit more efficient in that regard? Because you would think at some point that they're going to have to run the ball to maybe ice a game, or it's going to be important to stay balanced and be a little bit more successful in that regard. So I would think that'd be an area maybe where, again, you're just trying to probably play in the margins a little bit to clean that up and be a little bit more efficient.
Mike, the hitting, the violence, the attitude that we saw the Patriots defense bring.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was, you know, Christian Ellis led the way, not just the hit on Jackson Dart, but obviously the hit he had on Gunnar Olszewski in the kicking game. But that violence, which is a word they've used, I believe, since basically the spring and their arrival. Is that violence going to be maybe a little bit more of their makeup down the stretch here and into the postseason? And does that give some opposing teams, receivers, quarterbacks, maybe a little something to think about?
I would hope so, Andy. I kind of had been waiting for it because they did talk about it quite a bit. And then, you know, they trade Kyle Duggar, who could be a violent player. They, you know, they got rid of Jabril Peppers before the season. You know, like, there was different things that happened. And you're like, okay, well, now you're a little bit more finesse-based in certain areas. And will that lead to, I don't know, whatever. You're just not going to be able to sort of attain that goal of being a violent football team. And to see that in a manner in which we did on Monday. And it was, you know, Alice did it on the opening kickoff too. Like, he had three really good shots in that game. And it just sort of set a tone and created an energy for that football team when, you know, I think we all kind of looked at that Monday nighter and said, like, you know, they're beat up and the left side's not going to be there on the offensive line. And maybe this is one of those games where it's harder, or maybe this is the finally they had the slip up. And like right from jump, they were like, nope, that's not going to happen. So I hope the extra week of rest here, you know, being the latest bye week, so they're pretty beat up, that'll give them a little bit more juice, and maybe that'll be something that carries over here into December and January.
Yeah, as we speak to you today, it is December 5th, 20 days till Christmas. Supposedly, we are now in when you're supposed to play your best football season. So I ask you, do you have Vrabel and Drake May as your respective Coach of the Year and MVP with a month to go?
Yes, although you can make a good, strong case for Ben Johnson, because Chicago has been, not just a disaster recently, but generally in the history of that franchise since going back to Ditka. You know, they've been pretty irrelevant and blown through coaches and quarterbacks, and the job he's doing with Caleb Williams, who I know went number one, but he's completing 58% of his passes, which is kind of like an old school number. We're talking like an 80s number, 1980s number, and yet they're winning these games is pretty impressive. So he's definitely in the mix, but we didn't think the Patriots were going to be 11-2, you know, and that's, I just can't get past that point. Like, it's all happened faster than I expected. And I say this all the time, I don't think they expected to be here either, but they are. And it's a tribute to them and the roster and everything. And then as far as May goes, it's going to be the back and forth thing with Stafford. You know, if Stafford goes out and throws four touchdowns against Arizona, then would I be surprised if he jumped ahead of Drake? Is Drake his idol this week? I wouldn't be. And I think that's kind of the way it's going to play. But then you look at Bills and Ravens, two big games that, well, I think Bills game still will have meaning regardless of what happens to the Bills this weekend. The Ravens, it depends. I suppose if you lose to the Steelers and lose again, then maybe it's 6-8. We're looking at that game differently. But I think the Ravens game is going to be flexed to primetime. So you're going to have a Bills game, May versus Allen again, and then you're going to have, you know, Drake versus Lamar and the Ravens on a Sunday night. Like, that's a pretty good audience there. If Drake throws for 295 again and three touchdowns, that should sway the voters, I would think. So if he keeps playing this way, I would still say it's going to be one of those things where do the voters give Stafford the nod if they're close because Stafford's the old guy and he's never won it before, and they'll say Drake's going to have another 15 years of chances at this, or is it going to be Drake's just going to take this thing and that's that?
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, here on WEEI Afternoons. Mike, we're biased sometimes towards people we speak with on a regular basis. People accuse us of that with Alex Cora. And we do talk to Marcus Jones every Patriots Monday. And I'm going to say something here that at first here, you're probably going to say that's ridiculous. And then I want you to really think about it. Is Marcus Jones the best all-around football player on the New England Patriots? And I want you to take into account leadership and everything that goes into it, but is he the best all-around football player on the Patriots?
So if Drake's the MVP of the league,
yeah,
then isn't Drake the best player on your football team?
I don't know. How's the leadership? Which guy is a captain when he got the bridge from one era to the next, even though every other leader from that past era basically got ushered out of town? They made him a captain. They gave him a contract. He plays all three phases of the game. He says all the right things, does all the right things. Defensive player of the month, special teams player of the week. Go ahead.
I don't want to sit here and argue against Marcus Jones. He's been awesome this year, and he has been someone that I'd like to talk to for years now, and I'm glad you guys are getting to experience that. And obviously, special teams value, in addition to being the nickel corner, and what I've said this a million times before, and it's, you know, Vrabel's now bringing it up. Marcus plays like he's, you know, Vrabel said 6'4", 250, but like, Marcus likes to play big. Yep. His physicality in the run game is awesome. And one of the reasons why they didn't allow a running back to go over 50 yards for whatever it was the first 8 weeks of the season was because of someone like Marcus Jones, who you could run around that line, that guard or tight end, or you could just run through him. And Marcus, a lot of times, would just run through him. And same sort of thing we're talking about with Ellis, like that sort of jolt of energy. Like, hey, if the little guy's doing it, why can't I do it? You know, if I'm Christian Gonzalez, like I can't be a, you know, I'm 200 pounds. I can't be kind of wimpy on the edge here. I got to tackle. Carlton Davis, I got to tackle. Like, I think that sort of spread. So I love what he's done this year. I'll give you number two on the list. How about it? If I go Drake as one, because he's going to potentially win the MVP, and I give you Marcus number two.
I'll take it, even though Drake hasn't made any plays in the kicking game.
He's always going to get the last word.
I don't know. Yeah, he does. Yeah, then he has.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then we,
I did that.
Yeah, good job. Marcus Jones. We were going through Patriots superlatives the other day, and he got my vote for best tackler on the team. I'm with you on that, Mike, 100%. I think he plays much bigger than he is. I just hope he can stay healthy because he's ended, I believe, two or three of his first couple of seasons on IR as well. So there is a risk with the reward. Do you believe, before we get into the Hall of Fame stuff, do you believe Kyle Williams is going to be a factor down the stretch as he's kind of now, what has he scored? Touchdowns in two of the last three games, two of the last four games. I'd take one every other from him for sure. And also, if you don't mind just letting me throw this in, the hell happened to Efton Chisholm? Is he ever going to play an offensive snap?
We'll start with the latter first. I kept saying this. He's not particularly fast. And they're trying to integrate him in a bunch of ways. And you saw, in terms of like in practice and getting him to learn different positions because he'd been a slot only guy in his previous life, if you will. And then you saw him on kick returns. He's just not an explosive athlete. So his route to the NFL and staying in the NFL to me is going to be about, can he just be one of those guys that's really quick in short spaces? And does he have great feel for the passing game? And yeah, maybe you showed that in the preseason, but again, it's vanilla defenses. So I would say next summer is going to be a big summer for him about, you know, how has he progressed as a football player. As for Kyle, like Kyle's blocked a little bit. I don't think they're going to take Stephon Diggs or Kayshon Booty or Mac Hollins and say, you know what, you're going to lose some of your snaps to Kyle Williams. Like I don't think that's going to happen. So I think Kyle's going to have to continue to make the most of his 12 to 15 snaps a game. And that speed is capable of. I mean, we talked about it before when he even wasn't getting the ball, that he was, if you watched the game, the tape, he was getting open down the field, like once a game, like he'd be, hey, he's a step or two behind the defender. And for whatever reason, the ball didn't go that way, or he and Drake just weren't on the same page necessarily. So he's been getting open in his limited reps. And now, you know, as you said, two of the last 4 weeks, he's had a big play. So I'm with you. If I could get a big play from him every other week for the rest of the way, that means at least one in the postseason. Yeah, I'll take that.
Mike, we found out this week that Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft are among the five finalists in the sort of non-modern player side of the Hall of Fame voting. We had a spirited couple shows with Ted Johnson. He does not think Bill Belichick should be a first ballot Hall of Famer. What are your thoughts on Bill Belichick's candidacy, Robert Kraft? Do you think they both get in? How does this play out?
So Bill's resume speaks for itself, right? I mean, we can't deny the six titles, and then if he puts two others on his boat or whatever for being a defensive coordinator, like, you can't deny it. There's nobody in the modern history of football that's had that kind of success. So based on that part of his resume, he should be in. The question, and should be in right away. The question then becomes, are they going to do what they did to Robert, in the sense of, are they going to hold the Spygate thing against him? And if they do, which they did to Robert, or at least they told us they did to Robert, who knows if that's actually, if they're actually telling the truth or not, then Bill should probably be held back a year or two based on strictly on that. Like, how can you say the owner can't get in because of this, but he was the head coach and was the sort of the mastermind behind it, or at least part of the masterminding of what happened there. And again, whether you believe it mattered or not, I mean, I think it did. I'm not saying they wouldn't have won. I'm just saying that was, you know, they wouldn't have said you can't do it if they didn't feel like there was a potential for competitive advantage. So that's where I'm at with him. And then when it comes to Robert, like, same thing. Yeah, all right. Like, Jerry Jones is in there. What has Jerry Jones won in the last 30 years? You know, and he got in recently. Eddie DeBartolo is in there, and Eddie DeBartolo is a convicted felon for a non-football thing. Was a, you know, it was a political thing. But like, so wait, you're going to tell me that you're going to keep Robert out because of Spygate and Deflategate or whatever, and even his own personal thing there in Florida, but you have a convicted felon in the Hall of Fame? Like, that's just like, just say you don't like him, or you just want to keep him out for as long as humanly possible before you put him in. Like, that's what it feels like to me. It feels like there's almost a little bit of professional jealousy there. Like, screw this guy. I'm going to tell my people that vote for this that I can lean on. I don't vote for him. You know, if you ever want any information from me, don't vote for him. So I think both of them belong in. Robert probably belonged in before this, and, you know, it'd be kind of cool if they went in together just for the pure entertainment value, gentlemen, of having both of those guys in Canton, Ohio on the same weekend. And while they're going to pretend to play nice, we know that there's still hard feelings.
Yeah, I did a podcast earlier this morning with Devin McCourty, and Devin said he wanted both of them to go in at the same time, Mike, because he thought that would be the next party that Pats Nation needs to have, and hopefully that would sort of bring the two of them together, heal them up. They would all descend on Canton. Ty would bring a truck full of Corvus vodka. There would be parties nonstop for 72 hours. Like, D-Mac had it all laid out. It was great.
But he's forgetting that. Well, is he not? He's not planning on a parade this February.
No, he said. Like, just, no.
I mean, you know, they're 11-2. You're asking if they're the best.
No, he
team
told me
like,
I could.
You know,
he told me I would show up in my Patriots 7-time Super Bowl champions T-shirt, and then maybe I could actually go be the hype man out there. We'll see, Mike. You know, never know. My last question for you. I'm not sure. I'll save the holiday movie question for Andy. Just curious, what game you're most focused on Sunday, and who do you like? Because I can't wait to watch. On a stress-free Sunday, I can't wait to watch Bengals-Bills. I think it's going to be awesome, and I'm going to be rooting for Joe Burrow because I love him.
I love Burrow, too. I'm a big fan of that game. I will be glued to that one, but I like the one at night, too, the Texans-Chiefs game. Feels like a little bit of a loser-to-leave-home in leave-town match,
yep,
where both of them are hanging on. You know, 7-5 Texans, not in the playoffs right now. If it were to begin today, obviously 6-6 Chiefs. Chiefs talking this week about how, you know, if you look at their games, we're just so close, you know, just to play here or play there. And they're right. They could literally be 10-2, but they're not. They're 6-6. And maybe some of the luck of last year on the one score games has gone against them this year, but that they're still a dangerous team. And it's one of those ones where you look at it and go, until Patrick is dead and buried this year, you're still going to kind of be looking at them. So I'm fascinated by that game. Neither starting tackle for the Chiefs going to be in that game. Simmons is on IR now and Taylor's hurt. So that's against Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, who, with all due respect to the Denver guys, they're the two best edge rushers in football as a combo, and maybe two of the best five edge rushers in football, period. So that could be just a fascinating matchup and in possible bloodbath for Patrick, depending on how those guys get after him.
All right, Mike, we're up against it, so I'll save the favorite Christmas movie until next week. We appreciate you joining us. Enjoy the bye weekend. Enjoy that game, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, boys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.